Assalamu alaikum and Eid Mubarak from everyone here at Qalam, my family and me. The following recording is of the Eid khutbah I gave here in our community.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillahi aliyyi dhati azimah sifati samiyyi simati kabiri sha'n Jalil al-qadir al-rafi' al-zikri muta'i al-amri jalil al-burhan Fakhim al-ismi ghazil ilmi wasil hilmi kathir al-ghufran جميل الثناء جزيل العطاء مجيب الدعاء يعميم الإحسان سريع الحساب شديد العقاب أليم العذاب عزيز السلطان ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له في الخلق والأمر ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله المبعوث إلى الأسود والأحمر المنعوج بشرح صدر ورفع الذكر وصلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين هم خلاصة العرب العرباء وخير الخلائق بعد الأنبياء الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد It is solely by the grace and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we find ourselves congregated and gathered here together on the day of Eid al-Fitr. And on this particular day, there's many different things that we can talk about and we can emphasize. But the thing I wanted to speak about very briefly and very quickly today It's just the sheer blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within our lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Qur'an, He reminds us, وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا That if you were to attempt to count or to understand, to fully comprehend the blessing of Allah, لَا تُحْصُوهَا You never would be fully capable of understanding and appreciating the blessing of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within this ayah, what's very fascinating is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the singular word ni'mah. And we understand that that word ni'mah represents all the blessings of Allah, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the singular as Imam al-Razi rahimahullahu ta'ala and many of the scholars of tafsir, they explain that Allah uses the singular to remind us of the fact that if we tried to count all the blessings of Allah, we wouldn't be able to do so. But at the same time, the point that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making here is that if we were to take any one singular individual blessing and try to understand the full scope of that blessing within our lives and how profound it is and what an impact it has, we would not be able to do so. As oftentimes they say, you never know what you have until it's gone. That the only person who really understands the magnitude of a blessing is someone who doesn't have it. And the fascinating thing about that is that even when you do have someone who doesn't have a particular blessing, what they try to verbally communicate is not the same as experiencing it. So even by talking to someone who doesn't have a blessing, you still are not able to appreciate and understand. لَيْسَ الْخَبْرُ كَالْمُعَيَّنَةِ The Prophet ﷺ said, receiving information is not like experiencing something. لَيْسَ الْخَبْرُ كَالْمُعَيَّنَةِ صَاحِبُ الْبَيْتِ أَدْرَى بِمَا فِيهِ The Arabic expression says, the only one who truly understands something is the one who's living it. The one inside the home is the only one who really knows what's going on within that home. The only one who's living that reality is the one who understands it. And this is a day of counting our blessings. This is a day of enjoying those blessings. This is a day of indulging within those blessings. The Prophet ﷺ taught us, لَا تَصُومُوا فِي هَذِهِ الْأَيَّامِ That we just got done with a month of fasting, but the Prophet ﷺ says, the day after that month of fasting, he says, do not fast on this day. It is not permissible to fast on the day of Eid. The official hukum, the ruling in Islam, is that if somebody mistakenly does end up trying to fast on the day of Eid, and then they realize that they should not be, it is obligatory upon them to break and violate that fast. And some scholars are even of the opinion that after breaking and violating that fast, the person does not have to make it up. Why? Because the person shouldn't have been fasting to begin with. It's impermissible. فَإِنَّهَا أَيَّامُ أَكْلٍ وَشُرُبٍ وَبِعَالٍ The Prophet ﷺ said, these are days of enjoying these blessings of God, whether it be eating food or drinking water or spending time in the company of loved ones. This is a day of enjoying the blessings of Allah. But here's the slight difference. A believer versus someone who doesn't believe. One who understands versus someone who doesn't understand. One who has guidance versus one that is not guided. Someone who is enlightened versus someone who is still living in darkness. The difference is that the one who is enlightened, the one who is guided, the one who believes, the one who understands, is someone that when they experience the blessing of Allah, they are extremely humbled by it and they are grateful for it. And someone who is still in darkness, devoid of that light, that Islam, the nur of Islam, that the light of the heart that Islam provides, then that person, when even when they experience the most profound and greatest of God's blessings, they are completely numb to it. And they don't understand exactly what they're interacting with and they take it for granted. And this is the day that we have to inculcate and we have to really remember that sense of gratitude that guides us, that makes us who we are. And that is such a profound blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the day when we remember all the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within our lives. We are sitting here at the first day of the month after Ramadan. And undoubtedly, life in and of itself is made up of a range of different experiences and a range of different emotions. And there is no doubt a profound sadness at the departure of the month of Ramadan. But Ramadan is followed by not a day of mourning, but a day of celebration. Because the nature of our deen is one of optimism and positivity. Our deen, our religion is one that is full of hope and inspiration. That while yes, we are sad that Ramadan is gone, but more importantly, we are excited at the opportunities that lie ahead. We are encouraged by the thought of what we can do and what is possible after an entire month of spiritual training in the month of Ramadan, where we realized, we proved to ourselves that we can fast for an entire month. No matter how hot it gets, no matter how long the day becomes, no matter how demanding our job and our work may be, no matter how sick someone might get, that we're able to push through and fast throughout the month of Ramadan. We realize this month that we have the capacity and the capability to pray night after night after night, and to keep on going, and to dedicate day after day and night after night to reading the Quran and making dua and giving charity. We learn so much about ourselves. So that's why we follow the month of Ramadan, not with a day of mourning and a day of sadness and a day of grief. No, no, no. But we follow up Ramadan with a day of celebration. That we realize how much we're capable of. What our potential is. The sky's the limit. And we're capable of so much. That the soul of the believer, niyatul mu'min khayrun min amalihi. The Prophet ﷺ said the intention of a believer is better than the action of a believer. Have noble intentions. Have huge aspirations. It doesn't matter what happened before Ramadan. Very plainly speaking, very honestly speaking, we might have been in the position that before Ramadan, had someone talked about praying 5 times a day, I understood that I have to, I understood that it's important, but I felt like it's just not possible. It doesn't work for me. But we realize in this Ramadan that we're fully capable of it. So have that intention. Before Ramadan, when we talked about reading Quran and giving charity and being involved in the community, doing good out there in the world, maybe I felt like that's a good thing, that's a noble thing, but there's special people that can do that. I'm not one of those people. But we realize in Ramadan that we have a lot more strength and capability than we even realize. We underestimated ourselves. But Allah did not underestimate us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, وَلَقَدَ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. We have honored mankind. The Prophet ﷺ did not underestimate us. He said, النَّاسُ مَعَادٍ كَمَعَادٍ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ. That people are like mines. They are gold and silver mines. Each human being is a treasure. Each human being is a treasure chest, is a mine of gold and silver. We are all capable of so much. We just have to make the intention. We have to turn to Allah, connect with Allah. And we have the intention to do good. Barakallahu lana wa lakum fil Qur'an al-Azim. Wa nafa'ani wa iyyakum bil ayati wa dhikri al-hakim. Astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa li sa'il al-muslimin. Fastaghfiruhu innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. The last two things I wanted to mention here. From the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within our lives are two things. As we often talk about, it's a common expression down here in the South, faith and family. And so we have to understand that the two greatest blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we enjoy within our lives is our relationship with Allah, being a Muslim, having our iman, knowing who Allah is, knowing who Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, knowing what the Quran is, knowing Islam. And so a part of celebrating the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala today is that not very excessively, but very minimally, we are not going to neglect Allah in our lives today. We're going to enjoy all the blessings of Allah. We're going to leave here. We're going to hug and greet everybody. We're going to go outside and, you know, embrace our families. We're going to get together with friends and family. And we're going to eat food and drink cold water. And we're going to enjoy ourselves. But we will not neglect and ignore Allah today in our lives. We won't. We will not. And what does that require? All that requires of us is that four more times today, we're going to step aside, we're going to take a break for 5 minutes. 5 minutes. At 1:30, we're going to step aside for 5 minutes and pray Dhuhr. At 5 or 6 p.m., we're going to step aside for 5 minutes and we're going to pray Salatul Asr. At 8:30, 8:45, we're going to step aside for 5 minutes and pray Maghrib. And at 10, 10:30 at night, we're going to once again step aside from whatever it is that we're doing. And we're going to pray Salatul Isha. We will not ignore Allah in our lives today. And we will appreciate all the blessings that Allah gave us by putting our face on the ground in front of Allah and saying, "Thank you, O Allah, for everything you've given me. I was not deserving of it. I was not worthy of it, but you blessed me. And so I appreciate it." And the second thing is family and loved ones. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nisa tells us, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَمُ. There are two things. The secret to life, Allah tells us. Take care of your relationship with Allah and take care of your relationship with your family. Everything else will fall in place. Enjoy the company of your loved ones today. Cherish your family members. Hug and embrace your parents. Show kindness and generosity to your siblings. Embrace your spouse and tell them that you appreciate them. Cherish your children and bring smiles to their faces. And let them know that they are loved. And try to create good experiences and good memories, particularly for the young ones within our homes and within our communities. A part of faith is building those positive experiences. So try to implement that and realize that today. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Wa lillahi alhamd. Qala Allahu subhanahu wa ta'ala, Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته. اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم اهدنا واهدبنا واجعلنا سبب لمن اهتدى. اللهم عنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم احسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها واجنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى. Oh Allah, accept all of our worship in the month of Ramadan. Accept all of our efforts in the month of Ramadan. Accept all the charity and all the worship that we engage in the month of Ramadan. Count this Ramadan as a month of transformation for us. Allow us to change our lives for the better and appreciate all the blessings that we have within our lives. Oh Allah, make this Ramadan a new beginning for us. Allow this day to be a celebration of the rest of our lives and allow us to live a better life going forward. Make us worthy of the title of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us the means of guidance for all of humanity and mankind. And make us a source of good in this world that we live in. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala nabiyyil kareem. Qala Allahu ta'ala, inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsani wa ita'i dhil qurba. وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر والله أكبر ولله الحمد. كل عام وأنتم بخير. عيد مبارك everyone.